The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, member of Chaburas Kachim in Beis Medrash Gavaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
This shiur will be Be'ezus Hashem on Zvachim Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah says, on which psulim do we say that those karbanis which are pasul have a din of Olo Lo Yardu, and which psulim do we say on those karbanis that have a din of Olo Yardu? And the Mishnah lists Lan, Yetze, Shenitma, Shenishal Chotzman, and Chotzim Kaim, Shapil Psulim, Bizarko Azdame, all these cases have a din of Amal Layardu. Then comes Rabbi Huda Shita, Rabbi Huda says, Shenishcha Balaylo, Benishbach Dama, Biyatza Dama Chotzaklam, Mim also Teirit. These three Psulim of Nishchata Balaylo, and Nishbach Dama, and Yatza Dama Chotzaklam, the Alacha is, Im also Teirit. And Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says that the halacha is light teirit, because Rabbi Shimon says that anything which is psula v'kodesh, the halacha is emol lo yardu. And since these three psulim are also psula v'kodesh, Rabbi Shimon holds that the din is emol lo yardu. And the Gemara explains that the site of the machlekes Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon is gebayt on drashas. Rabbi Huda has a miyut of zeis teiris a'ela hi a'ela. We make a drasha zeis. He and Ha'ayla, the Hay of Ha'ayla, three miyutim, and we're memayit these three psulim of Nishchata Balayla, Nishbach Dama, of Yatza Dama Chutzuklaim. But all other psulim, the Gemara explains that since we find that they have a Hechshir, B'makim Acher, like we find Lan Dam is Kasher because Lan's Kasher by Emurim, and Lan by Emurim is Kasher because Kasher by Basar, we find Yaitse has Hechshir B'makim Acher because Yaitse is Kasher by Abama, and so on. The Gemara goes through all the psulim, and since we find the Hechshir B'makim Acher, therefore, those is mistabrit to say that they are nichal in the drasha of zeis teiris a'ela to be marbe imol le'yardu. Masha'enkin, these three psulim, since they do not have a hechshir makim acher, therefore the halacha is that they are imol le'yardu. And Reb Shimon holds that we have a miyut and a ribui, and achar shemiyut hakasav riba, we are marbe those which are psulei b'kodesh, and we remayit all the cases which are not psulei b'kodesh. And therefore he holds that these three cases, since they are psulei b'kodesh, therefore the din is that im olu lo yardu. Now that is pashat. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there is a klal of psulei b'kodesh, and there is a klal of im psulei b'kodesh. Like we find the klal of kol she psulei b'kodesh tan tzreifa, im psulei b'kodesh don't need tzreifa. So we see that there is, of course, a hagadara of psulei b'kodesh and im psulei b'kodesh. But for our din of our mission of Amal Lo Yardu, that then we do not apply the hagdara of psulei b'kodesh. But even Rabbi Yehuda holds that there exists such a hagdara of psulei b'kodesh. The halacha of according to Rabbi Yehuda by these three psulim of nishbach dama of nishbach tabalayla v'yatza dama that the din is Amal Lo Yardu, this halacha is halacha say on the dam, say on the emurim. On both is said the halacha that we say im olu lo yardu. So kipshutai, we're going to go through all the three psulim and explain why the din of im olu lo yardu applies say on the dam, say on the emurim. So the first psul of nishbach dama, that we understand very good, that since the dam was nishbach, so the carbon is missing out in Izrika, therefore say the dam, say the emurim, have a din of a mal yardu, because this is a type of psul, which is a psul that the carbon is mufka from carbon, since the main part of the carbon is a dam, and the dam is nishbach, the dam is not real Izrika. Therefore, the carbon is considered very much removed from hakrava, and therefore the din is a mal yardu. And therefore, there could be a mailo, like the Gemara says on Pehe Amar Aleph later, that Emure kachim kalim shehelam fnei zrikas daman, that Ula says the din is la yardu, they become lach v'shal mezbech. That might be even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a mailo, like Tais says at the beginning of the parak, there's a mailo that in Baal is regzirik, since it's shaykh to do a zrika on the carbon, and therefore the din is, even though you didn't do a zrika yet, the carbon is not removed from having Izrika, and therefore the din would be Amalu lo yardu. But dafka nishbach, where the dam is not around anymore, not able to do Izrika with the dam, therefore the din would apply that the din is Amalu yardu, because it's very much removed from having Izrika. That's the din of Nishbach. And then we have the next case, Rabbi Yehuda, which is Nishchata Balayla. And by Nishchata Balayla, Kipshutei, since there's a Paslus of Shchita Balayla, that's a Paslus on the whole carbon, that the carbon had a Hakrava of Shchita B'Paslus, so therefore the whole carbon has a Psal of Shchita Balayla, and therefore the Dama de Murim are Yardu. But now, we come to Yatza Dama. And Tzaruch Bir, we have to explain, why by Yatza Dama is a din that the Emurim is also Yardu? There's no Paslus in the Emurim, the whole Paslus is in the Dam, that the Dam was Yatza. So why does that affect the Emurim to say on the Emurim that it is Emalu Yardu? And by Paslus we can say that the reason why the Emurim is Emalu Yardu is Midin Nishbach. Since the halach of Nishbach is that when the carbon does not have a Zrika, therefore, the carbon is Yardu. So over here, what's the difference if it was Nishla Balayla, and over here where it was Yatza Dama, then now the carbon can have Izrika, so the Emurim is Yardu. So that would be the site of the Halacha by Yatza Dama, that the Emurim is also Yardu. Reb Beryl, and that Chazayin Amibayz, brings a Chiddush from Reb Meir Simcha, that says that let's say Mixus of the Dam is Yatza, and Mixus of the Dam was not Yatza. The halacha is, even that mixus of the dam, which was already yatza, also has a din of emalu la yardu. So we see from here, from this Rameir Simcha, that the side of yatza dama is not that the paslus of yatza dama is such a psol, which is a madrega of a psol, which cannot have a din of emalu la yardu. Rather, we see that really the psol of yatza dama could have a psol of emalu yardu. Just the problem is that once it's yatza dama, the carbon is removed from Izrika. Since the dam was yatza, therefore the carbon was removed from Izrika. You cannot do Izrika on such a carbon. Mashenkin was only yatza mitzvah sadam, and the carbon is still shayach to have Izrika. Then we say even on the dam which was already yatza is also emalu yardu. Because the reason why we say Yatza Dama Emalu Yardu is not because of the Chaymer Apsol of Yatza. Rather, because that defines that the carbon can have Izrika Machmas a Yatza Dama. Mashen came by Yatza Mixes Dam, that the carbon can still have Izrika with the other dam, and that we will say that even the dam which is Yatza has a din of Emalu Yardu. Taisus Anida Daf Mem Amid Beis says, Nira Lari, the Nishbach Have La'achar Kabbalah. The case of according to Rabbi Yehuda that the din is a Nishbach, Im'ol La Yardu, is even a case of Nishbach after Kabbalah. And Taisus says, Dumi the Yatza Dama, which is discussing Dafka Achar Kabbalah, because Yatza Dama Lefnei Kabbalah, that's already Nishbach. Kiban den klisharis mekadesh el b'fnim. Since we're going to see later in the parak that there's a cloud that klisharis can only mekadesh b'fnim. Therefore, the din is that if you do a kabbalah b'chutz, it is not a kabbalah b'chlal, and therefore it's like nishbach min hatzavar al haritzpa. Therefore, behechrich the case of Yatza Dama is speaking about after kabbalah, because Yatza Dama b'fnei kabbalah is nishbach. So just like Yatza Dama is speaking about after Kabbalah, also the case of Nishbach is speaking about after Kabbalah. So we see from Taisus and Nidaf Memabez B'Shem the Ri, that the Ri had it sad to learn that Nishbach is maybe speaking about only before Kabbalah. That since the Dam has a Psol Nishbach, therefore the din is that on the Emurim is Emalu Yardu, because it's such a strong passus of Nishbach makes that the Emurim have din of Emalu Yardu. Mashenke and Taisus held maybe that if it would be Nishbach Acher Kabbalah, maybe then the din would be that we would say on the Emurim Emalu Yardu. And the just Taisus brings a Echacha that Nishbach Dama is after Kabbalah, Dome Diyatza Dama, which is speaking about La'acher Kabbalah. And the beer would be that Dafka, when it's Nishbach before Kabbalah, which is such a strong paslus on the dam, then we see that the carbon is so removed from Ezrika. Mashenka Nishbach la'achar Kabbalah, you already did a Kabbalah, so now that you can't be Zerik the dam because dam was Nishbach v'nevad, that is not considered a paslus gomor in the dam, just the dam is not around anymore. And in such a dam, we wouldn't say that that constitutes that the carbon is totally removed from Akrava and would not be in the miyut of Rabbi Yehuda of Nishbach Dama im Allah Terit. So we see from Taisus Anida Vayter that the Yisayit HaPsol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that the carbon is removed from Izrika. And therefore, Taiz had a tzad to say that the Nishbach Dama is only if it's Nishbach before Kabbalah, where there's a positive pasos in the Dam. Mashenka Nishbach Achar Kabbalah maybe wouldn't have the halacha of Nishbach even according to Abiyuda, even though you didn't do a Zrika, and the Dam is not around to do a Zrika. And that Taiz brings around Nishbach Dama Diyotza, that's a speaking about a Nishbach Achar Kabbalah. That is, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda of Nishbach. And then we have Taisus and our suga is Masupik and Shitas Rav Shimon that holds a Nishbach Dama im Ola Loiterid. Is that speaking about Nishbach Kaidin Kabbalah or Dafka Nishbach Lachar Kabbalah? The Taisus has a sad to say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have a Shchita and a Kabbalah, and after Kabbalah was Nishbach Zom Ola Yardu. But if it's Nishbach before Kabbalah, then the din would be that im Ola Yardu. And Yesh Laden, what is the gather that according to Rav Shimon, who holds a Nishbach Dama, the din is Ma'olei Tered, but you should need a Kabbalah. So one pshat you could say that Dafka L'Achar Kabbalah, that you're Mekadosh the Dam, so now that the Dam is Kadosh Rizrika, so the carbon is very Shayach Ta'akrav, the carbon is very closely related to having Akhtar, and therefore the din is, on such a carbon, I'm also Loi Tered. Mashenkin, before you did Kabbalah, this carbon is not Shayach Bechlal to have a Hakrava. So just like we find L'mashal later on Peheyam and Aleph, that also Chayelam is Be'ach, the din is also Tered, because it's not Shayach Ta'akrava now. So therefore, maybe before Kabbalah, that the carbon is not Shayach Ta'akhtar yet, the din would be also Tered. That's a suffix of Taisvis, if according to Rav Shimon, you need a Kabbalah. But Rabbeinu understood Taisus in a different halach. Rabbeinu understood Taisus that it's not the pshat that we need a kedushas dam. Rather, the pshat is that only after you do two avodas in a carbon, that's when you have the halacha of emalsa loy tared. Mashenkin, if you only do one avodah, then the carbon not. Therefore, Taisus says that maybe you need two avodas. You need a shchita and a kabbalah. And therefore, Rabbeinu's yatzal chadish to say that what happens if you did a shchita and a zrika, even if you didn't do a kabbalah. Also, the din would be that since you did two avodas, that is enough, because that is the Yisrael of Shimon to have two avodas in a carbon ayin sham berabel. Hakopanim, that is Taisus Safek and Shitas Rav Shimon. In the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah brings Machlekes, Rabbi Shua and Gamliel, if the halacha of Ma'ol Yair is halacha only on the Emurim or even on the Dam. And the Gemara says, Drashus, why each Shita holds the way they hold? And the shaila is, in the Shitas of Rambam, how does the Rambam paskin? Kapshuta is a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, need Ra'ili Ishim. The Rambam brings the drash of Ra'ili Ishim, which would be Mashma, that only Dafka Ra'ili Ishim, a dam which is not Ra'ili Ishim, the din would be him also Terid. And also, the Rambam doesn't bring the halacha that in the Sachim, the din is Ma'ol La'yerdu. It's Mashma, that since the Rambam paskins need Ra'ili Ishim, so therefore in the Sachim, the din is him also Terid. But the shaila is that the Rambam paskins that klisharis is mekadosh dam likarev, and the pashas the whole halacha klisharis can mekadosh dam likarev is a direct offshoot of the halacha of emalsa leiterid. So if the Rambam paskins that dam, you don't say emalsa leiterid, rather the din by dam is emalsa leiterid. How can the Rambam paskin that klisharis is mekadosh dam likarev? So Bisgrav says that it's muchach to say that even though klisharis is a offshoot from the halacha of Moslai Tered, it has different hagdaris, and everyone's maida that a klisharis is a kadosh dam. And the beer is because since the tachos of a klisharis is made for dam, therefore it's bekayach a klisharis to be mekadosh that dam. That is the mahalach of the Bisgrav and the Shitas of Rambam. But Reb Chaim brings a raya from klisharis that the shitas Rambam is that we say even on dam the klal of emalsa loiterid, and therefore the Rambam also brings halacha that malka zar loiterid. The Rambam brings halacha that by malka zar loiterid, which is the only negay of the dam. So we see that even on dam the Rambam shita is like the Rambam passes by klisharis that emalsa loiterid. Frekt Rav Chaim, a kasha on our sugya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we find Rabbi Yehuda says that Zarku Psulim, the halacha is that Dafka Bahanach Psulim, the Chazal Avodah Sibur, Dafka the Psulim, which are right for Avodah Sibur, since they have a Hechshel Makim Acher, then is also a Tered. Mashenkein, the psulim which are not chaziv are avodas tzibur. The mashal, if it's not a tamei, rather if it's a zar, the din would be that if kiblu v'zarku as tamei a day azar, the din would be a malseth herid. So the kasha is that maishna from malka zar, we find by malka zar the din is a malseth herid. So we see that even if it is a pasul who is not Hechsher b'makim acher, who is not kasher b'tzibur. The din is a malsa leiteirid. So why kibbul b'slom v'zarku as dame, would that not apply even if it is somebody who is not kasher b'tzibur? Azai frekt Rav Chaim on the Shita Sarama. And Rav Chaim is mechadish a meridiki yisayid in the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda nishbach dama v'yatza dama Rav Chaim says that that what we say that on the dam emol tered, it's not really true. Really, if you bring the dam onto the mizbech, the din that we say on the dam emol so lo yeridu. But Rav Chaim is masber that it is very chalak the zrika of this dam and the zrika of the dam of etame. And behekter Rav Chaim brings that the Rambam says that if etame is Zayrik, the Rambam says that the dam in the Tzavar becomes Dachli. The dam in the Tzavar becomes Dachli, you cannot be Zayrik from that dam. Mashenkein, if a pasul is Zayrik, the halach is that the dam should be kli, you have to pour out. If there's any leftover dam in the keli, you have to pour out the dam. But Yachzer HaKashiv Yekavalei, because before it's in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that if a pasul does Rika, Yachzer HaKashiv Yekavalei, which is mashma that the dam, which is left over in the kli, is pasul. Frekt Rav Chaim, that the Yisayda Din, why if a Tameh is Zayrik, that you cannot go be Mekavalei from the Tavra Behema is, since Tameh Oisei Shiraim, like the Sugya says earlier in the Masechta, that since Tameh Oisei Shiraim, therefore you cannot go and be Zayrik from the Dam Tzavar, because we already get a din Shiraim. So if so, how could it be that if you're not a Tame, if you are a Pasul, that you don't make Shiraim, and therefore you could go Yachzer V'Yakabel, so why is the leftover Dam in the Keli Pasul? And Mikayach Lissar, Reb Chaim says, in Meir de Kiyasait, Reb Chaim explains that there are two types of Zrikas. There's a Zrika, which is a Kiyam Zrika in the carbon, which is a kiyum to say that the carbon already had a zrika. And there's another zrika, which even though it's not a zrika in the carbon, but it has a kayach of a zrika in the dam. It's considered that there was a zrika in the dam. And Reb Chaim explains that when a tame goes and does a zrika, since a tame is hutra b'tzibur, therefore the tame's kayach hazrika is that we see that there's a zrika happening in the carbon. The carbon already had a zrika, and therefore even the dam shabbat tzavar has a din shiraim or a din dachoy. Since the carbon already had a zrika, there's no need anymore for the leftover dam, because the carbon already had a zrika, and therefore the dam is not ready anymore for zrika, and there's no halacha of yachzer hakasher v'kablanu. Mashenkein, if a pasul does a kabbalah, since a pasul does not have hechsher makim acher b'tzibur, therefore if a zar does a kabbalah and a zrika, the halacha is that we don't see a zrika in the carbon, but we see a zrika in the dam. And Reb Chaim explains that the halacha is that the leftover of a zrika is shiraim. So since we have a maisa zrika in the dam shebe kais, we see a zrika in the dam shebe kais, therefore the leftover dam, which is in the kais, has a din shiraim, and you have to pour it out and just be yachzer akash v'yikabel. That's where Reb Chaim explains the chiluk between if a tame is doing a zrika, which is a skayim, a zrika in the carbon, and therefore you cannot go be makabel anymore. Mashengen v'etame did a zrika, that's not a skayim, a zrika in the carbon. Therefore, since the carbon doesn't have a zrika, the carbon is not shiraim. But still, afal pikein, the dam shebekais gets a din of shiraim. With this yisayid, Reb Chaim explains that really the halacha is an andam, even according to Abiyud, the halacha is amol la yardu. And therefore, if you bring any dam, even if a pasul brings a dam onto mizbeach, then it's amol la yardu. But that din amol la yardu is only a halacha that gets a kiddush to do a zrika in the dam. But it doesn't get a kiddush to do a zrika in the carbon. And therefore, the din would be that since the carbon didn't have a zrika, you cannot bring the Emurim on the Mizbech. And if you bring the Emurim on the Mizbech, the din is Emel Sotered. Why? Because since there is no Kiyam of Zrika in the carbon, therefore it's considered Nishbach. It's considered that the Emurim never had a Zrika. Masha'enkin, if a Tameh does a Zrika, his Rika, since it has Achshama Kemacher, it's considered that it can shaf a Zrika in the carbon. And since the carbon had a Zrika, the Emurim are not Nishbach anymore. And therefore the Emurim get a din of Emel Lo Yardu. Ad kan diber hagoyin Rav Chaim b'chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi. So yotzei from Rav Chaim is that even Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, by all the psulim they say on the dam, also loy terid, but the gather of that kiddush of also loy terid is just that you go ahead now, you do a zrika in the dam itself, but it's not being the skyim at all, a zrika in the carbon. And therefore, the leftover emurim of the carbon have a psul nishbach on it, since it doesn't have a zrika in the carbon. Mashenkein, by a tamei, the halacha is that if it's zayrik tamei, it's a skaim, it's zrika in the carbon, and therefore there's no nishbach on the emurim, since it's part of a carbon which has a teres zrika on that carbon. And therefore the din is that an emurim is a malu la yardu. And the fees that comes out by malka zar, the halacha is that the dam is la yerid, but the emurim is yardu. Since we're saying that malka zar, which is not a hechsher makim acher, such a pasos, the din is that it's not a skaim as zrika in the carbon, it's just a zrika in the dam. Therefore, klapi the emurim, it's nishbach. Since the carbon doesn't have a zrika, the emurim is nishbach. The emurim doesn't have a zrika. The zrika is only a zrika in the dam, and therefore the din is on the emurim. I'm ola teirid. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi in the Piskei HaRambam B'negeya, the Hagdara of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we say emolso teirid by these three psulim. And the Ikar Lomdus of Rav Chaim in Sefer Zikar and Eish Tamid, they bring down that in the Ksavim of the Brisker Rav, Shteltzu a Taisus in Menachas Dav Vav Amabeid Zerim Maschol Sharei, that Taisus is saying, according to the Brisker Rav's husband Taisus is saying Mamish the Yisayit of Rav Chaim. The Gemara says over there that Yetzeh is Kasher Bebama. Yaitse has a hashem makim acher shor yaitse kasher bebama. Frek teisus akasha that yaitse the dam also is kasher bebama. So why does the Gemara say in our suga shiatzah dam mechutzal klaim? According to Abihu, the din is malsa teired lechayra. Since yaitse has a hechsher bebama, therefore the din should be that yatzah dam, which also is hechsher bebama, is also loy teired. And teisus our suga ready bevarnzus kasha. And teisus says that dam, we don't learn out from chutz. Dam, which is more chamer, we don't learn out from chutz, from bama. But Taisus in Menachas asks his kasha. And Taisus says, V'yesh leimer do evarim vada yardu, aval dam einir miskaneich mikaitzei hamizbech. The evarim is yardu, but the dam is not miskaneich mikaitzei hamizbech. What does Taisus mean? So the Brisker Rav explains that Taisus means, like Reb Chaim Zisayit, that the dam have a kiyum of einir miskaneich mikaitzei hamizbech. But that dam is not a kiyum zrika in carbon. Therefore, the evarim is yardu. Since the evarim do not have a zrika, therefore there is a problem of nishbach for the evarim, and therefore the evarim are yardu. Ad kan divrei abriskurav teshtal tzudas taisus to Rav Chaim's yisayid. And there's one other nekuda that we can answer with this yisayid. The Gemara says in Chav Zayin Amabez, if you hold zrika bim zrika shalayim kaimai, Latkim kaimei dami, so hanitanin lamalish and hanitanin lamata, we find that the din is that we say him also loy teri. Frekti Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda,
the Rabbi Yehuda holds a nishbach dama, im also teirid, so every single time it's nitan lamalish and nasan lamata, every time you do a zrika shleim and kaimi, if you hold laf kim kaimi dami, it comes out that it's not a good zrika, so it's nishbach. If it's nishbach, we should say on the imurim im also teirid. And that the Gemara says, no. Since the halacha is that there's a lot of kalti mizbech, the Gemara actually is gufa bringing this for a raya that the halacha is kalti mizbech, that even if you hold that zrika shleim and kaimi, laf kim kaimi dami, but still the mizbech is kailit the dam, and it's considered that there's a kiyum zrika on the mizbech, and therefore the din is that it's not considered nishbach, and the imurim have a halacha of im also la yardu, even according to Yehuda, because it's not considered nishbach.
And the kasha is the taisus on mefurish in our sugya mizbech mekadesh that even according to Yehuda, we say kalte if you're zayrik these psulim on the mizbeach, lalachas we say kalte. So why is the din by yatza dama and by nishbach dama that you cannot be makta de murim and the murim is also tere lachera? If we say kalte on the dam, then the Emurim don't have Ipsul Nishvach anymore. The Emurim have a Kim of Zrika, just like the Gemara says, by Nitan Lamal Shnas Lamata, by Zrika Shoyim Kaimai, since we say Kalti Mizbeach, Mikayach the Halacha of Kalti Mizbeach, it is not Nishvach anymore, there's a Kim of Zrika. So we should say over here also that Taizah says that there's a Halacha of Leikan Chanu, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you do a Zrika on Psulim, Allah is like a chanu, there's a kaltim as vech. Therefore, the basar and emurim should not be imol yardu, rather it should be imol lo yardu, because the whole reason why in these psulim the din is that it affects the emurim, like by yatsadama, is because since yatsadama, the emurim are nishvach, the emurim are missing Izrik, like we explained earlier. Mashenkein, according to Taizis, that Taizis holds that the din like a chanu, din kaltim as vech, even in all these psulim, so it shouldn't be nishbach like we see by Zrika Shleim Kaim Ulav Kaim Dami that it is not halacha of nishbach. That is the big kasha on our sugya, had explained by Yatsadama why the Emurim is Yerdu. Well, Fias Rav Chaim, we can explain very geshmak. Now that din that we find that Zrika Shleim Kaim if Lav Kaim Dami still that's not nishbach and the Emurim have halacha that we say it's not nishbach amol la Yerdu, that's because by Zrika Shleim Kaimei, even though Lavkim Kaimei Dami, it has a Hechshel Makim Acher, Lamayla, Lamata, it has a Hechshel Makim Acher. Since other Karbanas, you are Zarek in this spot. And therefore, the din is that it is in the Skyim, but Paslos, a Zrika in the Karban, like Rav Chaim explains in Zarek Tomei, that it's a Skyim, but Paslos, a Zrika in the Karban. And therefore, it's not considered Nishbach in the Karban anymore. Masha'enkein. By Yatza Dama, even though it has a lacha of Leik and Chenu, it's Kalti Mizbeach, but still the Emurim are Yardu because it's considered a Zrika only in the Dam, but it's not considered a Kim Zrika in the Karban, and therefore it leaves you over with Ipsol Nishbach. That is the Yishuv on the Kusha Gedela that we see by Zrika Shleim Kaim Elabkim Kaim Edami, it's considered a Zrika Machmas Kalti Mizbeach in order to make that it's not considered that the Karban is Nishbach. And in our sugya we find that according to Abuda, even though Taisa says that we say Leik and Chani, we say Kaltim is Bech, by all psulim still is considered a Nishbach and a Emurim, and a Emurim is Yardu. And the beer is, like we're saying, because there's two types of Kaltis. A Kalte of Zrika Shleim and Kaimi Lavka Kaimi Dami is like Zarek Tame, that's considered a Zrika in the carbon. Mashenk in our sugya, by other psulim, the Kalte is a Kalte of a Kim Zrika in the Dam, and therefore the Emurim are Yardu because it has the psul of Nishbach. Ad kan, the inyanim of the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon in the halacha of Nishbach.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.